When an airline's PNG flight took off from Leh yesterday, the weather was beginning to close in around the flight's destination at Madang. By the time the aircraft, with more than 30 people on board, got close to the town on the north coast, a big storm is reported to have blown up. What happened next will be a matter for air investigators, but the plane crashed, killing at least 28 people. Four people are believed to have survived, one of them an Australian. It's the airline's second fatal accident in as many years. The last one claimed 9 Australian lives. PNG correspondent Liam Fox reports.
Sid O'Toole from the Accident Investigation Commission says the airline's PNG-8 was flying from Leh to Madang yesterday afternoon when trouble struck.
The crew have experienced a problem. The thing has actually gone down overland where reports of fire, and there have been some fatalities.
The plane came down near the mouth of the Gogol River, about 20 kilometres south of Madang, with 32 people on board. Local NBC journalist Raga Lakhani says villagers near the crash site say there were 4 survivors.
One of the headmasters of a primary school not far away from the crash site. According to him, 4 survivors.
That's yet to be confirmed by officials. Another Madang resident told the ABC local police have also said 4 people survived. In Australia, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has confirmed that both pilots, an Australian and a New Zealander, have survived the crash. Officials in Papua New Guinea are still trying to establish if any more Australians were on board. It's now confirmed that 28 people died in the crash. Trevor Hattersley is the Australian High Commission's warden in Madang and says most of the passengers are believed to be Papua New Guineans.
The Divine Word University is having its graduation this year, this weekend, and there were a lot of parents and families coming in for the graduation.
Mr. Hattersley says a violent storm blew up around the time the plane was due to land in Madang.
Huge storm came through, huge, big winds, lots of rain, and the plane went down during this storm.
The Accident Investigation Commission said police, ambulances and fire trucks had reached the site. Raga Lakhani from the NBC says a group of rescuers was attempting to travel there by boat last night. As of last night, no one had been brought to Madang's hospital. It's the second fatal crash for Airlines PNG in as many years. In August 2009, one of its twin otters slammed into a mountain near Kokoda, killing 13 people, 9 of them Australian. In a statement, the airline says an investigation into the cause of the crash is underway. It has also grounded its 12 other Dash 8s until further notice. The PNG government recently announced it was considering a merger of Airlines PNG with the national carrier Air New Guinea. Last night, the Minister for Public Enterprises, Sir Makary Murata, put out a statement saying the idea has been shelved. This is Liam Fox in Port Moresby for AM.